inanimate object came to life and gained consciousness. And can you do an experiment to prove that to me?
So it's like you're imagining that magically consciousness in this moment did not exist, and in this next moment did exist in our universe. That seems pretty silly. Holy crap, what the heck is going on? Do you think that all forms of life on the planet have the same level of consciousness?
Do I believe each creature is as intelligent as the other one? No, clearly not.
No, I didn't ask about it. I didn't ask about intelligence. Do you think that every single living thing on this planet has the same level of consciousness?
I can't really tell because I'm not in that creature's mind, and outside of humans, we can't really ask them.
That's fair, but it also, at the same time, we have to use our intuition on this. So it seems completely reasonable that trees have a far, far less sophisticated conscious experience than humans do, right?
Sure. And I mean, like, crystals grow, but crystals don't have a consciousness, sure. I mean, I wouldn't know if a tree has any more of a conscious than a crystal.
I think it does because trees can respond to their environment and crystals just do whatever the environment tells them to do. A crystal doesn't really have an internal environment. So anyways, if life has a continuum of conscious experiences, then to me, that's extremely good supporting evidence of the idea of consciousness arising organically through the evolution of life on our planet. Like, I would say a bacterium has, or a virus has, virtually no consciousness at all, but it has some of the rudimentary aspects of what could give something consciousness. Like, a virus kind of has an internal environment a little bit, but it's a blur between not living and living, right? And well, so as life became more complex, consciousness became more complex as well.
Well, I've never seen an inanimate object come to life, so I just assume that there must have been, or I've never seen life come from something that's not alive. So I just assume nature there must have been something that was always alive that gave life to the life we see on Earth, because we do not see inanimate objects create life come alive naturally.
Is air alive?
Is air alive?
Yep.
I have no idea. I don't know how to answer that. I don't think so.
Neither do I. Is dirt alive?
No.
Is water alive?
No.
Is sunshine alive?
No.
But those ingredients produce living tissue within plants.
Sure, but we have to go from, you're going from point B to point C. I'm saying there was a point where there was just rocks, and then where did consciousness and life come from?
Sure. So do you think that a chemical reaction is alive?
Well, a chemical reaction would require movement. That would require something there to move it, or heat to move it. So again, I'm trying to go from the very beginning, point A, and how that started.
We don't have to start at like the Big Bang or anything like that, but just, do you think that a chemical reaction can be considered alive?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Can a living thing be alive if there are no chemical reactions happening in it?
I guess not, no.
So what's the difference between something that's dead and something that's alive? And I don't mean what's the difference between a rock and a person. I mean, what's the difference between a dead person and a living person?
Well, I'd say heat, or the source of heat that we see leave a body when someone dies. Of course, we believe that's the spirit,
so
the animating force.
So the answer is those chemical reactions we just talked about. So life comes from non-life literally all the time. That's the only way it's even possible.
Can you do an experiment to prove that to me, or are you just going off of faith? Because I want to see one of these Frankenstein experiments create.
Measure the metabolic activity of a dead thing versus a living thing.
But that's, once again, you're going from point B to point C.
Nope. Absolutely not.
You understand what I'm trying to say. Because you've never
You admitted that life comes from non-life. No, you admitted that that's what makes life possible. Chemistry.
Makes it
an assemblage of an assemblage of particular chemical reactions is what makes life happen. So things that are not alive become things that are alive. It's just we call these emergent phenomena or emergent properties. Like if I were to sample a section of the atmosphere that is 1 inch cubed, and I presented that to you and I said this is a hurricane, you would undoubtedly be like, no, it is not. That's dumb. But a hurricane is made of movements of wind. Like you could break a hurricane down into a Brazilian little cubic inches of atmosphere, all with their own particular little air movements, none of which by themselves is a hurricane. 10 of them collected together is not a hurricane. 1 million of them is not. 1 billion of them is not. But I don't know what the number would be, but eventually you do get a hurricane.
I understand that we have all the things here to sustain life. And for the sake of argument, I will grant you space, even though I think space is a fairy tale. But I'm just saying, from a rock to consciousness. Jeez. Oh, I know. We're spinning right now, guys. We're spinning 66,000 miles per hour. I know.
Have you ever slept while you're in the car?
A car has a container.
Have you ever slept while in a car? Have you ever slept while in a car?
That's different than riding on a motorcycle. It's not different. With no container.
No, it isn't, because Earth's atmosphere moves while the Earth moves.
So there would be a container, like a glass container.
No, there doesn't need to be a container at all. The atmosphere moves with the Earth.
Well, you use, what I'm saying that is, you use the example of driving in a car. I'm saying when you're in a car, you're in a container, versus when you're on a motorcycle, you're not in a container.
Yeah, but the Earth is not like a motorcycle, because Earth's atmosphere moves with the Earth. When you are on a motorcycle, you move through the atmosphere.
Sure, according to you. That's why I was saying I'm going
no,
to
like grant we know
space.
This. That yeah, that's
I'm,
fine.
I'm just saying I'm gonna grant you space.
Yep, that's fine.
Inanimate object to life. Could you just say that it is a belief system, it is faith that you think that inanimate objects magically came to life, even though everything in our observable reality shows us that life gives life to other life.
You said that the only way to get life is in a bottom-up way from non-living parts, in a way. You conceded that mere non-living chemistry is what makes life possible. So chemistry is what assembles molecules together, and molecules doing fantastic, amazing chemistry is what assembles metabolic pathways, and metabolic pathways can build even more complex structures that can build cells that can come together to form organisms. The whole thing from the very beginning, as admitted by you, comes from non-living chemistry.
Yeah,
so we have exactly the supporting evidence we need. If life were only possible, hold on.
We should be seeing inanimate objects come to life, but that's
no,
never
not,
been
not even
once.
Remotely the case. If life
100% the case.
If life could only be miraculous and not naturalistic, then it would not be possible to describe the mechanisms of life and how life works. But that's not the case. We know what makes life tick.
The first life. You're pointing this stuff out like now, yes, we have the sun and food that keeps us alive. I'm pointing out there's no example in nature where an inanimate object just spontaneously comes to life. And my question is very simple. Why are we not observing that when we have all the elements that can create life, even though there's no experiment that's ever taken something that's like boiled water, water with no bacteria in it, and then just life comes out of nowhere. It just appears. That's what I'm saying.
So there are no experiments that have ever produced hurricanes. Does that mean that hurricanes are created by a magical god and hurricanes are not created by interactions between energy from the sun heating up Earth's oceans and then that energy going into the atmosphere?
It's hilarious how I ask a question and you're telling me, how does the wind work? What, you know?
So the question is, we cannot make hurricanes. Does that mean that hurricanes are magical, or can a hurricane still be, or does the evidence support the idea that hurricanes form naturally?
Yes, but this is a bad example because we're
it's a perfect example. We know what makes life work.
We're not seeing inanimate objects come to life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. You can argue that, well, hurricanes keep happening. I mean, I could say that for example, I wouldn't say that a seed is alive. You know, there are we have some seeds in little bags. And if those seeds just stay in that bag, they will remain dormant forever and never do anything. Those seeds are not alive. Do you think that a seed is alive? Or do you think a seed has the potential to become alive? And the potential for it to become alive is whether it is activated by water and correct pH levels and some warmth or whatever, correct temperature and moisture and whatever. That's not alive either. But then all of a sudden, chemical reactions in the seed make the plant grow. So we have a non-living thing becoming alive through non-life, through boring old regular chemistry.
Sure, but you can do an example, obviously, that shows a seed. If you put it in this environment, it just comes to life. It grows into a tree. That's what I'm saying. You don't have an example to prove to me life can come from inanimate objects. It's literally impossible.
Is a seed an inanimate? You just conceded on the seed and then said I have no examples.
Well, I'm saying no example. Like a seed, I would say, is like you can do an experiment to prove, look, it came to life naturally. I'm saying you don't have an experiment where you start with something that's not alive at all, unlike a seed, and it just comes to life.
Yes, a seed is not alive. Seeds are not alive.
Yeah, but a seed comes from something that is alive.
Yeah, but so again, it isn't.
Life is coming from life, not
no,
from non-life.
A seed is not alive. What you have here is life.
But it comes from life.
Yeah, but here you have life produces something that's not alive, and then that thing becomes alive. We still have non-life becoming life here. But again, so what you're saying is we should observe spontaneous.
I'm saying that it's coming from life. That it is just like, you know, what I'm saying with God. Is God is always alive and then gave life to.
Yeah, it's an incoherent statement.
It's coming from life. It's not coming from non-life. So the seed example doesn't
claiming
really
God is alive is a completely incoherent statement.
I can't see where life could have came from unless it came from something that was always alive. It just seems impossible. Like how time always
God
existed,
seems impossible
how
there.
I believe God always existed.
Well, I just can't believe your God concept. It's not believable to me. It's not true.
Well, I mean, I think your idea of inanimate objects and life from non-life, I think that that's nonsensical. I'm saying they're both based, even though
No.
I feel like mine's more logical. And I have the firmament on my side.
I have the firmament on my side? No, you fucking don't.
Dude, you're going to be coping so hard when we go to
Antarctica. Oh, man.
When we find the ice wall and prove it. Dude, you're going to lose everything when we prove that the firmament's real. It's going to be
You sad. Guys already proved Earth's curvature, and then you just said, nuh-uh, the flat earther that did that experiment was actually a NASA shill or something like that. Nothing will ever convince you, idiots.
From like 127,000 feet up, and then he's allegedly seeing it from on the ground with a camera.
I would love to talk about flat Earth next time, but I don't want to jump subjects too much. So, anyways, the fact that both of us can sit here and equally say, well, your idea just doesn't make sense to me. So obviously we need something more than that. Now, you say that your position is just faith, and I agree because your God concept is incoherent and can't, you can believe it, but you can't make any sense of it. Whereas the idea that life arose on this planet through mere chemistry is 100% supported by every single thing we know about the way life works. Now, I would agree that life is very complex and probably rare, like in the universe. And so you wouldn't expect to see life just pop up constantly on our planet. Because, I mean, the other thing is, if life arose like incrementally and slowly, then it could happen again, because if it happened on Earth and Earth is still Earth, then the conditions presumably are somewhere, except there's life literally everywhere on our planet. There's bacteria and stuff absolutely everywhere. So any attempt at life to form is just going to be the molecules and whatever associated with that is just going to be absorbed and metabolized by pre-existing life anyways. So it's going to be outcompeted.
You could, I guess, you could boil water or create a vacuum or do something like that. It's just, it's not provable that you can create life from non-life. That's what I'm saying, is you've never, not you personally, but scientists have never done an experiment that can prove that life can come from non-life, or an inanimate object like Frankenstein could just come alive. That's what I'm saying, is position, you can't really prove it. The same way, I mean, you know, I would say
we have mountains of evidence to support it.
But, you know,
You
don't. You don't have one experiment that you could be like, look, we boiled the water and bacteria just magically popped out of nowhere, or we made this rock come to life because we added these chemicals together. That's what I'm saying.
Nope. Nobody thinks that that's how life would arise anyways, but the bigger point is we don't have to have the experiment that creates life. We don't have to just have that. We can find supporting evidence with the hypothesis without going backwards in time or recreating the events. We do that in science like literally all the time. But also, this is a bad faith argument, because if we did create life experimentally, then everybody would just say, oh, that proves that the only way to get life is with a designer. So that wouldn't count as evidence either.
Well, it would certainly help your position that, look, we have all the natural elements that can create life. You know, like we have all these natural elements, but we still just don't see life just coming out of nowhere. And the only way you could really prove it is if you boiled all the bacteria out of the water. But, you know, where'd the water even come from in the first place? So now we're still at, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you're looking at people that believe in religion in general as, like, these idiots, like, backwards people. I'm saying, like,
I don't think that.
We do have a lot of things that can only really be answered with God, as much as you might think that's stupid.
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's very natural. but our human instincts are, quite a lot of them are unbearably naive.
I mean, sure, you could say it's naive, but I just think it's more logical that something was always alive, just like how time always existed, and that's how we see the life in the world, is that's what created life. Life from life, just like we see with the seed, and so on from there.
Life from life, God, true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, sorry, I'll stop.
Yeah, dude, why don't you become a Christian channel? You could show like the scientific reason to be a Christian, and that's not just stupid. I mean, what do you have to lose?
What if Zipzop is the true God? Then I have everything to lose.
Well, I mean, I'm just presenting God. I'm not presenting a type of God or. Yeah, I'm just presenting someone that had life.
Yeah, but the Christian God says that if you worship other gods, you'll burn in hell. Well, maybe one of those other gods is the real God, and if I worship Yahweh, I go to hell. Pascal's wager does not work.
Well, I mean, I'm just more so arguing something that was always alive, always existed, just like how always existed.
Okay. I get how that sounds like somebody who's inclined to believe what you believe, like, well, there has to be something that was always alive. And it's like, oh, yeah. Except here's the problem. What on earth does it mean that God is alive?
Well, I mean, I believe that what makes someone alive is the spirit. I mean, we see it from conception. And then when you die, this spirit leaves your body. It says that God, the Christian God, is a spirit. So I would say he is life.
So I'm not alive. I just contain a spirit that is alive. I'm just a meat suit.
Sure, that's what the heat is inside of you. And when you die...
No, it is not.
You can say it's not, I mean, but...
Because we know where heat comes from. It comes from chemical... It comes from thermic chemical reactions.
Who says it can't be like a physical thing, like a chemical type thing? Who says it has to be this magical thing? I mean, it's there. What? We see the heat is there.
Yeah, and we know that metabolic reactions produce that heat in us, because when you stop being, when you not even it, it's even like even before you die, so an animal can, or any kind of, well, it's best with an animal, animals, their body temperature will cool down before they completely die. Does that mean that their spirit is leaking or something? No, it's because they're metabolic rate is going down because they are dying. What it means to be alive is the collection of those life-sustaining reactions. So,
sure. I mean, that thing inside of them that's keeping everything moving, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like we're like a car where it's like oil inside of you, but whatever that thing is that keeps your heart beating and all the things in your body moving, that is the animating force.
No, it's just chemistry.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's
we have no evidence of anything other than chemistry. Let me say it that way. If spirits exist, that would be really interesting, but nobody has evidence that they do.
Sure, I'm not saying evidence, but I'm just saying we see this heat from conception, and we see this heat leave when you die. So the thing that is seems to be given life is whatever this heat. I mean, the Bible says it's a candle inside you. I don't think there's literally a candle inside of you, but I can see this thing with you know, whatever the scans are. I can see the heat leave. That's something I can.
Yeah,
see.
Because your metabolism slows down.
Come to life. I can't see this heat going to, you know, a rock or something.
You know that there are things that are alive that don't produce heat, right?
Well, I don't think that, like, trees or crystals have, like, a spirit like an animal does.
Yeah, but they're alive. And if life is a spirit, then trees aren't alive.
Well, I don't really get an answer on how trees are alive in the Bible.
Do all dogs go to heaven?
It says the spirit of the man goes up, the spirit of the beast goes down, so.
Dogs, you think dogs go to hell? Damn, dude.
Well, I mean, it does say there's, like, animals in the New Jerusalem when we're resurrected, but, you know. Dude, you believe we're on a spinning ball. Like, I could be laughing at you right now.
We know that that's true. It's not even hard to figure out.
Religion.
It's not a religion. All you have to do is go outside.
Go outside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to realize I'm on a spinning ball.
Do you live near the ocean?
Yeah, I don't see any curve, dude.
Yeah, you do, because you see the horizon, which is the top of the curve.
Yep, horizon.
Yeah, the top of the curve. If the Earth were flat, then what would happen is there would be no horizon. It would just go out for infinity. You wouldn't be able to see forever because the atmosphere would get so thick that you wouldn't be able to see through it, like when it's foggy.
I'll ask you
see the top of the curve on clear days. That's what the horizon is. And you see the sun go below that curve. That's none of that is even remotely compatible with a flat Earth.
Well, I'll ask you one more thing, then I'll let someone else get on here. I mean, what would you say about, you know, the P-1000 cameras that can just zoom back in on these boats and see that they're not going over a curve, that we can zoom in and they're still right there? You're laughing, but it's like, I'm seeing this stuff. None of the stuff you're telling me I can observe in reality. All this stuff I can observe.
Give me just. The stuff you're telling give me.
It's all just.
Give me 15 face. Seconds.
Dude's laughing, but I mean, why are we seeing them go over the curve? You could zoom back in and they're right there. Flat Earth. What is it, flat earthers and Christians? Well, I mean, that's the proof according to the Bible, according to Psalms 19:1, which is on Wernher von Braun's tombstone. The way we could prove God is the firmament.
All right, I was going to go grab something, but I couldn't find it. So anyways, the cameras. Yeah, so nobody's ever zoomed the sun back in after the sun has set.
Well, I'm asking about the boats. I mean, I don't know with the camera, the sun.
The sun is being claimed to do the same thing, and nobody has ever zoomed the sun back in. Also, nobody's ever zoomed a boat back in. The boat, not being able to make out the angular resolution of the boat and then zooming in and seeing it, is not the same thing as we watched it go over the horizon and then zoomed it back in. With these cameras, you can zoom in like halfway, and then you can, and it's like, oh, we see the boat again. And then you can watch the boat not do this, but you can watch the boat do, this is going to be hard, here's the rise. You can watch the boat do this, and when you zoom in, all that happens is the part of the boat that's gone under the water just gets bigger when you zoom
in. Well, I don't think that we or even the cameras can see infinitely far. It's just proven that with our naked eye, we can't see infinitely far. That camera can see farther than us and prove that what we're seeing naturally isn't the boat go over the curve. That yes, it's it just is. Going into the distance.
No, because you can't zoom this. No, because you can't zoom the sun back in.
Well, I don't think the cameras are that strong.
What the heck? How did my camera get super zoomed in? Wait, when did that happen?
A little bigger.
Oh, whatever. Hi, everybody. I don't know what to do about that. Okay. You said that was the last thing?
Yeah. All right, man. God bless you. Hopefully you come back to God and realize he's the truth, because He doesn't want to send you to hell, but you know, you're making your own decisions. God bless.